The burrow is pretty big, and there are so many trails of different lengths and difficulties. Some are a lunchtime walk, some are a weekend backpack trip.
It still can seem kind of hard for people to go and find them or to have a reason to get out and do them or to feel comfortable about where they're going.
Bryant Wright is the Parks and Recreation Department's trails coordinator. He says the Trails Challenge was invented as a way to help familiarize users with the possibilities.
We wanted to encourage people to get out and make it a little more fun than just your typical outing on the trails. So we came up with this kind of scavenger hunt idea.
It works like this. The Trails Office handpicks a variety of trails, some short, some long, some easy, some not, some for horses, ATVs or bicycles, and all for walkers. They write descriptions and publish maps and make special signs for each trail in the challenge.
And then we went and hid them along the trails and said, hey, these are out there. Go and find them. Prove you made it. Take a picture. Find as many as you can and kind of get those bragging rights.
This summer's list has 12 trails on it, from a flat 1K loop at the dog park to the 58-mile Circle to Fairbanks Historic Trail. The Trails Office has been creating this challenge since 2016, and it has grown.
As of the beginning of September, we have a little more than 300 participants on our new website, parks.fnsb.us.
And Wright says he expects a lot more to register before this summer's challenge ends on September 30th. He knows more folks have been taking up the challenge even if they haven't signed in. On the challenge social media pages are pictures of the individuals, families, and friends standing in front of the trail signs. If users get to at least 10 of the selected trails, they're eligible for prizes. Of course, no one has to enter the challenge to use the trails. Wright says the office has gotten calls and emails from hikers who discovered something new.
And it's music to our ears to hear that folks who've been exploring the outdoors around Fairbanks for many years, even decades, are finding places they didn't know existed.
Wright says feedback from users has helped improve or repair trails and has targeted grant applications for the work. The summer signs will be taken down at the end of this month and relabeled for a new selection of trails for winter. Those signs will go up in December for hikers, skiers, and snow machiners. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.